Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some NFL predictions for you here. With football starting back up tonight, I want to get these on the record. These are binding.
That's right.
Yeah, it's we're now fully committed. I've dabbled in a lot of takes, as I said. I've dipped my toe in a lot of different takes, but now I got to commit. I got to pick a lane. We got to go with something here in our NFL predictions. We will get to misleading. Revisit the leads from the Greg Hill Show, something we disagree with, coming up at 11:45, as we do each and every day. I'm also being told, and I don't want to spoil anything. I know we have boots on the ground. We're vetting our sources, but it's very possible that we have another emergency Kiefer Madness, and this would be a follow-up.
Yeah, Madness
on a previous
revisited.
Madness.
Yeah, yeah. There was a Madness from this week, in fact. So if you were listening to the show earlier this week, one of the stories sort of ended with, the person involved remains at large, and so we have an update to that story.
Okay.
So we'll get to that at 12:45.
So you're not going to want to miss
no,
that.
No.
The Madness, the Mad Nye.
Yeah, Mad Nye.
They'll find you.
Sure did today.
And this one absolutely did in nice. A story that is, worth a follow.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that at 12:45. Let's get to some NFL predictions here. Billy, where are we starting?
AFC East.
All right. This one, I think, we might get a bunch of different answers here. I'm going to go with the New York Jets. This has been early on in this show. Jones, you and I have disagreed about the Jets. Aaron Rodgers played 2 snaps last year, whatever it was.
Yeah, sounds high.
And he was almost vice president of the United States, for God's sakes. And now he hasn't really done a whole lot, and it doesn't look great in camp or whatever else. I think he's got to bounce back. Like Bill Belichick, I really like Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. They have a good defense. I'm not wild about Robert Saleh, but I think it's the New York Jets that win the AFC East this year.
So I'm going Buffalo. I don't think the Jets are a playoff team, which I don't mean to jump in front of that, though.
Easy.
But I'm much lower on the Jets, as you said. I think it's Buffalo. It's basic. It's boring. But I do think they figured something out late last year on the fly. They weren't Steph Diggs-centric. I think they can continue to be on the back of Josh Allen this year. Even with a lack of weapons in the passing game, maybe Dalton Kincaid steps forward. He was a high pick last year. Keon Coleman, a high pick this year. I think they have enough. I think Allen will figure it out. I trust that coaching staff to figure it out. They leaned on James Cook more down the stretch last year. I think Buffalo wins the AFC East.
Lanny?
Going with the Dolphins.
Nice. See, three different answers right off the rip. I don't hate that. Nick?
Oh, I am also going with the Dolphins. We wow. should have mentioned we had four with the
Fish.
Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going pass.
The Bills, I don't like the Bills either. They're weak this year. I think this the Dolphins aren't great once it turns to like below 70 degrees.
Well, McDermott, hot seat for McDermott.
You're going to need. Is it?
I don't know how many more 9/11 hype speeches he's going to have for his team.
That's true. That's oh, I'm sorry. McDermott. Yeah, McDermott. No, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying McDaniel.
Definitely no, McDermott.
Definitely
on the hot
seat for McDermott. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
He's got full Miami with it. Yeah. He's got like, the roast into glasses, the disheveled hair.
Yeah, no, he's
he looks great. He's like a character in Grand Theft Auto.
Two votes for Miami, one for Buffalo, one for the Jets.
All right. All right. To the North.
Go ahead, Jones.
Yeah, again, they're playing tonight. It's pretty basic, but Baltimore. They're a team that I can trust. They're a team that wins, for the most part, double-digit games every single year. I think they got a little bit better around Lamar Jackson in terms of weapons, including Derrick Henry as the addition. Their defense is very good, though they lost some players from a year ago. Not a Super Bowl pick, but a team I think is very safe in the AFC North, so I'll go with the Ravens.
I will take the Cincinnati Bengals. And even though they might get off to slow starts historically, I think they're going to get this Ja'Marr Chase thing figured out. So it's not going to be, you're not going to have one of the best receivers in the league. Joe Burrow, I think, will get better as the season goes on. Also, because of the injuries and everything, they finished in last place last year, so they have a last place schedule. They have a lot of bad teams that they face, including week one against the New England Patriots.
They're right into it right away.
Their first six games are pretty crazy. So it's two of the best teams and four of the worst. They play the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Commanders, the Panthers, the Ravens, the Giants.
Wow.
So even if they steal one of those games against a good team,
they're spotting dimes. They're eating onions. They're all over the
map. Hard to keep track, but I'll take the Bengals to win the North. Billy?
Going with Baltimore and the svelte Lamar Jackson to win that division.
Oh, yeah, he's real light this year.
Maybe too light, perhaps?
Maybe super fast.
Oh, he's probably lightning fast.
Yeah, it could really work out.
You get a hold of him, though. You could break a rib.
Yeah. Just blow up a rib. He'll fall right down. Who are you picking, Nick?
I'm also going with the Ravens. Oh. They got Derrick Henry this year, so hopefully they don't need to lean on eight different running backs this year to get anything out of the running game.
They've had so many injuries like the last few years. Yeah, you question the training staff there. Guys drop like flies.
I mean, they had to go with, Gus Edwards.
Start looking at those guys. Ooh, I like.
He was good inside the one.
I don't want to look ahead to the AFC West too much, but I like the Gus.
You like Gus Bus.
I like that Gus Bus. All right, who's what's next up, Bill?
Yeah, going to the South.
Okay.
I'm going to go Texans. I'm not going to overthink this one. I don't think the Jaguars. Something's off with the Jaguars and Lawrence. And I know that all the expectations are now on the Texans. They were a surprise team a year ago. But they didn't just say, all right, we're good with C.J. Stroud. They went out and got him help. They got him Steph Diggs. They got him Joe Mixon. So I think it's going to be the Texans.
So I'm with you on this. And look, I have very chalky picks. I'm going to tell you right now, I have real chalky picks.
Boo.
I'm booing myself. If there was a better team in the AFC South, like a more threatening team, the Texans feel like a team to me that could take a step back. Like they were a year ahead of schedule.
You like the Colts more than I do, don't you?
I do, but do I like them better than Houston? No.
I can't.
Jacksonville, I'm with you on that. I even like what Tennessee did this offseason, and I want them to play well because the Patriots hung out Drake May so much to dry with not adding around him at all. But I don't love another team in the AFC South. I also went with the Texans. I'm guessing this could be a clean sweep, but let's hear.
No.
Oh,
nope.
Bad guy.
Nope.
In your
nope.
face, Jones.
Yeah, no, I'm taking the Jaguars to win that division. The handsome quarterback combo they got going on.
Okay. That is, yeah.
Trevor
Lawrence. Mac Jones in relief.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of depth at quarterback in Jacksonville. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
We're going to go 3 out of 4 from the South. It's going to be the Texans.
All right, very good. Okay.
Houston, mark them down.
Next.
We're in the West.
Chiefs, everybody?
Yeah, Chiefs.
Chiefs,
I mean, come on. Let's not overthink that one. That's our first clean sweep.
All right, wild card teams.
All right, I'm going to go with the Dolphins, the Ravens, and the Chargers. So really the most significant prediction that I have is the Bills miss the playoffs.
Okay.
And the Chargers get good coaching for the first time in decades, and they end up going to the playoffs. Justin Herbert wins like 10 games or whatever, and they make the playoffs.
Okay. I also have the Dolphins, so I think that means all four of us have Miami in the postseason. I have Cincinnati as a wild card team. So I think, 3 out of 4 of us have that at this point in time.
Yep.
And then my final playoff team, I like Cleveland. I think Cleveland last year was able to win with 5 different quarterbacks.
Brownie the Elf.
I know they lost Van Pelt. You did win
me
over
Van
a little
Pelt.
Bit.
You're still taking them?
Yep. You won me over a little bit with the Elf talk yesterday. Okay. So I have the Browns as the final wild card team along with Miami and Cincinnati.
All right.
All right. My wild card teams, Jets, Steelers, Texans,
Steelers.
Steelers make the playoffs all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
Mike Tomlin's still there, right?
We're talking about it before
smoking
the show.
Mirrors.
Won 10 games last year.
Yeah. Somehow we're 10-7 last
and they,
year.
And with that quarterback play,
they did get better at quarterback.
Yeah, Wilson should be a step up.
It's true. Nick?
Going Jets, Colts, and Bengals. The Colts almost made the playoffs last year with Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
I know you guys like Gardner Minshew.
I do like Gardner
Minshew. I like the
shoe. He's not a good quarterback.
I like Anthony Richardson.
And I'm not high. I'm not as high on Anthony Richardson as you and Scheim, who think he might win MVP.
That's a bold flavor.
A bold one.
How many games does he play? I just don't know how
he has played. I think 3 games. Got hurt in all of them.
Got hurt in every single game last year until he was out for the season.
I think they still productive. Won 9 games. So I think
real
the Colts
productive.
Might sneak in if they're healthy.
Yeah. He likes the Colts more than me. I like the Colts. He likes them more than me. He's putting his money where his mouth
He's
is. Has him in the
Colts.
Postseason.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's go to the NFC. Where are we starting, Bill?
NFC East.
Okay, I'm going the Eagles. I had the Eagle when we did our
fly,
Tier Tuesday
fly.
Last week. Yeah. And the Eagles, to me, have a wide range of outcomes.
Oh, yeah.
It could completely implode. Sirianni could be on the hot seat. Like, I could see it all falling apart. I think it's going to work, though. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. You have Jalen Hurts making it all click. They made coordinator changes this offseason. I think it's going to work for the Eagles. I think they're a Super Bowl contender. I have them winning the East.
Yeah, it's a strange division because you have two trash teams, and then you have two teams that probably should be Super Bowl contenders, but they both seem flawed, and they both could be pushing their head coach out the door.
Yeah.
So you really are, it comes down to, unless you want to get real nuts with it, it comes down to Eagles and Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Eagles. I like Hurts in a bounce back year more than I like, you know, Dak Prescott in a contract year or whatever it ends up being with him. I do like CeeDee Lamb quite a bit. And
I think
the Cowboys are still going to be good, but I'll take the Philadelphia Eagles in what could certainly be Sirianni's last year if he doesn't turn things around. But I think they got a good roster. I think they win the division.
Eagles, Billy?
Eagles.
Eagles. Nick?
Chalk, Eagles.
Okay. Sweet. So it won't be the Eagles.
Second,
congratulations, Commanders.
Cross off the Eagles. That's true. What's next, Bill?
We are moving to the North.
All right, this is, I guess, this is not the chalk pick, even though it's a team I love quite a bit. Give me the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh, I like it.
Jordan Love had 32 touchdown passes last year. He's got all these young receivers that I assume are all going to take a little bit of a step forward. I like Green Bay quite a bit. It was a fun year for them last year, but now this year I think they mean business, and I got them winning the division.
Lions, they won it last year. They were in the NFC title game last year. They should have beat the Niners in the NFC title game last year. I don't think they take a step back. I think they take a step forward. So give me Detroit winning that division. I think they are on the short list of teams that can win a Super Bowl this year.
Right there with you, Jones. I'm taking the Lions.
Okay, Nick?
Also going Lions.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes.
Nope.
I will beat your ass.
He will.
Great coach, even though he only won, what, two games in his first season?
Yeah.
He's also a good interim coach.
The Lions had sneaky one of the better off seasons in football this year. They had a really good draft. They re-signed and retained a bunch of players that are really good for them. And I believe the first 11 games the Lions play this year are in a dome.
Yeah,
so
I think
Jared Goff.
Oh,
I think they,
Goff in a dome.
I think they only play three games outside all year.
I think their first outdoor game is in Lambeau in like
November.
Yeah,
so that might not go well for them.
Oh, no, they'll lose that game.
But they're going to fatten up in domes this year. Okay, so three picks for the Lions. Who's next?
To the south.
I'm going to go with my guy Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is not a great division. I know there's one favorite who I'm not going with, but overall it's one of the worst divisions perhaps in all of football.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not in love with Todd Bowles by any stretch, but it's Baker Mayfield's a gamer. He's still got his receivers, so I'll take the Bucs.
I want Falcons. I kind of like the more I see it, I kind of like the coaching staff there, the coaching makeup there. I wish the Patriots leaned in on it more. Raheem Morris is a defensive guy, which I don't love, but they got a good offensive match for him from the McVay tree. Cousins is coming in. They already had pretty much everything else ready to go. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts is suspect.
Kyle Pitts.
He's already hurt, but that's a lot ready to go in that passing game.
I thought he was going to be good, but
and you made the point. It's not a great division. I think Atlanta can come in and win it.
Yep.
Go with the Saints.
Ooh, dark horse.
That's
love
right. Derek Carr and the Saints. Give me the Saints to win the South.
I mean, look, somebody's got to go from finishing in last. They didn't finish last, I guess. But
no, Carolina did.
Somebody always goes from last place to rising up. New Orleans was down towards the bottom of the league. Billy going with
it's
the
never
Saints.
Never completely chalk, so that's good.
No, my picks are. But
yours are, yes.
It never is, yeah.
Well, Jones, I'm also going chalk. I also went the Falcons. Probably falling into the trap. First-year head coach. How good is Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles? Mm. But the Falcons on paper are just a better team.
Okay.
You think we see some Penix this year?
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, guys get hurt all the time. Plus, he's coming off an injury. So, yeah, we could
see. Plus, he was picked in the top 10. And those guys, as you've said, don't typically sit unless it's a really good team.
Yeah.
But, like, could it be like a Tua situation? They threw a lot of money at Cousins. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
All right. What is our NFC West?
The West.
Bill?
Yep.
Niners.
No,
we're all going Niners. Anybody not going Niners?
No.
Niners. The Bears.
Cardinals. Gold Rush.
The Bears. Okay, so 4-4 the Niners. Keith, your wild cards?
All right, my wild cards, I'm going to go Cowboys because that was kind of a coin toss for me with the Eagles. I am going to go with the Lions. And then my one, I guess, sort of not chalk surprise pick will be the Chicago Bears. I liked what they did in the offseason quite a bit. I'm a sucker for just like skill position guys, and they went out and they have a trio of receivers that could end the year as the best trio in the NFL with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze. I also have always liked Caleb Williams the whole time, even with the crying and then the not awesome last year at Southern Cal. I think he's a good quarterback. He's in a good spot. I think the Bears, in what is maybe the best division in football, the NFC North, find their way in somehow.
You see, I want to go home and cuddle my dog and watch some shows.
Nice.
I can relate to that. That's how I feel every day.
Yeah,
around
what would answer if you said what shows?
Yeah, what shows? I don't know.
What was recommended to me?
Whatever's popping on Netflix. You hear Keenan Allen is kind of the opposite of Lamar Jackson.
Meaning?
A little thick.
Oh, thick Allen?
Also already hurt, dealing with a heel issue already.
Well, I didn't even know that. Listen, but maybe there's a correlation there. I don't know.
He's a possession receiver.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be the burner, right? And they got other guys. They just gave DJ Moore $100 million. They got Roma Dunze out there.
No, they
Cole
got weapons.
Kmet, DeAndre Swift.
That's
a pretty good team.
The weapons are starting to drop off, but they have good weapons.
Don't forget Gerald Everett.
Rich. In Chicago.
I'm not going to forget Gerald Everett.
I also went with Dallas as a wild card team. They're neck and neck with Philadelphia for me, but a notch below. I have Dallas. I have Green Bay. Who I like the pick. I respect the pick. in the NFC North. I wasn't willing to go there. And I have the Rams. Rams, to me, were a team in the second half of the year that you did not want to face. I think they pick right up where they left off last year.
It was a weird year for them last year. I think Cooper Kupp is back in a big way this year.
He ain't done. That's my third wild card. Who you got, Billy?
All right, my wild card teams, the Rams, the Vikings, and the Buccaneers.
Wow. Billy's the boldest of all of us.
That Vikings pick is a bold
New
choice.
New Orleans and Minnesota, those are bold.
Those are real bold. I like Kevin O'Connell, though. I think it's, I mean, is it going to be Sam Darnold all season, or do they go somewhere else? But the Vikings never are awful. You know, like, there's something, like, they might not be a true, like, Super Bowl contender, but I feel like they have seasons where, like, they're not as consistent as the Steelers, but they never, like, bottom out.
Yeah, you would think they were terrible last year. They had 7 wins, and they didn't have Justin Jefferson for a bulk of the season.
I was going to say, like, he's back. He could have a huge year, no matter who the quarterback is. He's one of those guys. But, yeah, you look at this, they've had 7 or more wins every year since 2014, it's a long time. Like, they've been pretty consistent.
That is a good stretch.
Yeah.
It's almost back to the Dennis Green days. who are your wild card teams there, Nick?
I don't have the Cowboys making the playoffs.
Wow.
That's probably
so
the
Bill,
bigger the
Bill's
going to
get that job.
Yep. So I have the Rams, the Packers, and the Seahawks. The Seahawks blew up Pete Carroll, and they got Grubb from Washington, who was actually a good offensive mind, not like
they
Shane
got,
Walton.
They got Grubb.
Offensive coordinator from Washington last year, stayed in Seattle. He's way better. He should be better than Shane Waldron. And I like Mike McDonald, so I kind of like the Seahawks this
Seattle,
year.
Also a not bold bad. Flavor.
Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. That's another trio of receivers.
Unlock DK Metcalf, please.
Yeah,
they're going to have to do that.
Free DK.
Not bad.
I agree. Okay, so there are some bold flavors there. Super Bowl predictions, more chalk from me. I have the Chiefs three-peating, as I told you earlier today.
Okay.
Bold out here on this limb.
Wow, picking the Chiefs.
And I have them beating the Detroit Lions, which I think is bold-ish. The Lions are a choking franchise, a loser franchise. I don't think they win the Super Bowl, but I do think they take a step forward. Chiefs over Lions.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to go with this is partly because of what a story it would be, but also I feel like this could happen. Give me the Green Bay Packers coming out of the NFC beating Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Real in on the Jets.
I like
the J-E-T-E Jets.
I like the Jets. I would have liked them a lot more if Bill Belichick was their coach and not Robert Saleh, but it is what it is. I like their young guys, and I'm just banking on a big Aaron Rodgers year. And I was also thinking, if it's not the Chiefs, who could it be? And I will take the Jets here. And I also just love the idea of Rodgers versus the Packers in a Super Bowl week.
That's a good, strong storyline. Mm-hmm. Billy, Super Bowl?
My Super Bowl is the Ravens over the Lions.
Ooh, Lions. He's got them in there as well.
That's a good one. A
lot of love for Detroit. Who you got,
Nick?
I'm also going with the Chiefs, but I have them over the Packers. I have the Packers making the Super Bowl from the wild card this year.
Chiefs-Packers.
High on the Chiefs on this show.
First couple Super Bowl winners.
High on the Packers, high on the Lions, and then Keith.
So nobody has the Niners
like
in the Super
Jets.
Bowl.
No one
they're probably the favorite, aren't they, in the NFC?
No one has the Niners coming out of the NFC.
So it will be the Niners, and they will be taking on the Bengals or the Bills.
Yeah. No, that sounds right. Yeah. That sounds right. Yeah. Niners.
Somebody that we don't have.
Niners-Bills.
That's pretty good. Niners, I like that.
Okay. Like a rematch, right?
Button that up. That would be.
Yeah, that would be. Niners-Bills. No,
they never played.
No,
that's not one. I'm sorry.
The Bills played the Niners.
Bills Cowboys.
Bills played the Cowboys twice. Yeah. Bills played the Skins, and the Bills played the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a rematch.
Didn't go well any of the times.
No.
They famously lost all of the games.
Not their best. Yeah. Four falls of Buffalo. So there you go. Those are NFL predictions that we do get these on the record. We're now pot committed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.